台紧缺人才培训工程教学系列丛书、英语高级口译资格证书考试、高级口译教程第二版，梅德明编著，由上海外语音像出版社录制出版，第一盒。
An advanced course of interpretation, second edition, part 2, unit 1, reception, text for interpretation, passage 1, Chinese English interpretation, text interpreting. Listen to the tape.And interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
欢迎希尔博士和夫人来访上海，请允许我做自我介绍。我叫洪建信，是中美制药有限公司的副总经理，久闻先生大名。我在研究生学习时期所写的两篇论文中曾参考了您的研究成果，我为能在上海接待您和您的家人而深感愉快。我很高兴我们能在今后的半年里合作共事。我们将给您配备两名实验助手，必要时我们还想邀请您的一名同事一起参加我们的这项研究工作。您若愿意的话，我们想把你们先安排在地处市中心的假日酒店下榻，从假日酒店开车30分钟可到我们的实验室，旅馆住宿费由公司负担。如果你们不喜欢假日酒店，也可以搬到公司的招待所去住。我们的招待所是一栋家庭式公寓小楼。不论您选择住在何处，我相信您和您的家人都会喜欢这里的生活。我们会尽力为你们服务，使你们在上海有一种舒适如归的感觉。您在生活或工作中若有不尽如人意之处，请立即与我联系，我很乐意为您排忧解难。今晚公司总经理李先生将设宴为您洗尘，请您携家人一起光临，我们晚上再见。
Passage 2 English Chinese InterpretationText interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Hello, I'm Robert Brown from Stanford University. I'm very happy to meet you here in this land of wonder. I've been looking forward to visiting your great country, and I feel very honored and pleased that I'll be working with my Chinese colleagues in the head office of your automobile group. As you know, this is my very first visit to China, and I'm here to witness with my own eyes the magical power of the once very remote Oriental dragon. You can imagine how excited I was when I received your invitation to join you in your project. Back in my college days,A professor of Oriental civilization introduced me to the wealth of Confucianism and Taoism, and by doing that, he planted in the depths of my mind the inexplicable China dream. And I'm even more excited now that I've set foot on the beautiful land of China. I've had my China dream for years, and I'm here to realize this dream. Just think, this charming cosmopolitan city is going to be my home for the remaining days of the year. There's so much to learn about this mysterious country, from the ancient civilization to the current reform. I'm really looking forward to my Chinese life. I'll work closely with my Chinese colleagues on our research projects, through which I believe I'll realize my China dream in the most rewarding direction.
Extra text for practice. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
对不起，您一定是来自联盟传播服务局的大卫·理查德先生吧？我叫魏琴，是上海国际文化交流中心的代理主任，这是我的名片。自从我们收到您来访日期的电子邮件后，并一直期待着您的到来。根据您的要求，我们为您预定了我中心东楼的名誉客房。名誉从设计到装潢都体现了中国明朝的建筑风格，我相信您一定会喜欢这套古典式房间。理查德先生，我们的信息高速公路与传播服务学术讨论会将如期在我中心举行。我很高兴地告诉您，先生已被筹委会选为第一轮报告会的主要发言人。如果您需要复印一些发给与会者的报告材料，或打算使用投影机，请与我中心的设备服务部门联系。长途旅行之后，您应该好好休息一下。我告辞了，我们在今晚的招待宴席上再见。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Welcome to Edinburgh, the Chinese Provincial Tourist Service Delegation. My name is Jane Anderson. I'm from the Edinburgh Tourist Centre.I will be working as your guide throughout your 6-day visit. You'll be staying at the Hilton Hotel. The hotel is located in the downtown area, a few minutes' walk from the office of the Edinburgh Tourist Centre. Miss Nancy Turner, Director of the Edinburgh Tourist Administration, will host a reception buffet tomorrow.After the dinner, we will show a video entitled Touring Around Edinburgh, which I believe will give you a bird's eye view of the tourist attractions and the services provided in Edinburgh and its surrounding areas. Mr. George Palmer, Director of the Edinburgh Tourist Centre, will answer your questions following the video show.He will also be giving you a detailed account of your visiting schedule.
Unit 2. Ceremonial Speech. Text for Interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese English Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape.And interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
副总统阁下，威廉斯夫人，贵宾们，女士们，先生们，我未能在此设宴招待威廉斯副总统和夫人以及其他贵宾，而深感荣幸和愉快。我愿借此机会向各位来宾表示热烈的欢迎。我此时的心情可以用孔子在《论语》中的一句话来表达，有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎。显而易见，威廉斯副总统的这次访问表明了阁下愿意继续推进我们两国之间友好合作关系的决心。我深信两国高层领导人之间的频繁互访不仅有助于我们两国之间关系的改善，而且还有助于亚太地区乃至整个世界的和平与稳定。我们两国建交以来的这些年里，我们在政治、经济、贸易、文化、教育、科技、卫生等领域里进行了真诚的、卓有成效的合作。值得一提的是，自从我们两国总理互访以来，我们在近海石油勘探和汽车工业的合作进展神速。 我们对在这些领域里所取得的成就深感满意，并愿意与贵国政府和人民一起继续努力，将我们的合作关系推上一个新的高度。当前，中国正在全国范围内进行着一次前所未有的经济改革。如果我们没有社会与政治稳定的国内环境，没有和平与发展的国际环境，没有中外经济与技术的合作，我们的这次重大改革是不可能奏效的。中国是世界上最大的发展中国家，社会生产力水平总的还比较低，还需要经过几十年的艰苦奋斗才能实现现代化。我们需要长期的和平国际环境，尤其是长期的睦邻友好环境。女士们、先生们，谋求持久的世界和平和全球经济繁荣是我们的共同愿望。正是本着维护世界和平、保证共同发展与持续繁荣的精神，我们制定了现行的外交政策和经贸政策，发展与各国平等互利的友好关系。我们很高兴地看到，贵国一贯奉行谋求世界和平的政策，在过去的十年中始终与我们保持着良好的贸易伙伴关系。我期待着与威廉斯副总统就双边关系的发展，以及亚太地区和我们共同关心的其他一些国际问题举行会谈。在我结束讲话之际，我请各位与我一起举杯，为威廉斯副总统和夫人的身体健康，为所有贵宾们的身体健康，为我们两国之间持久的友谊与合作，为世界和平与繁荣，干杯。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation Text Interpreting Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Your Honor, Mr. Mayor, my Chinese friends, ladies and gentlemen, I feel honored to come here on my first visit to your beautiful city. On behalf of all the members of my mission, I would like to take this opportunity to express our sincere thanks to our host for their earnest invitation and gracious hospitality we have received since we set foot on this charming land. I am also very happy that this visit has given me an excellent opportunity to convey to you and to the people of Shanghai warm greetings and sincere good wishes from the government and people of my country. Although we live with a distance of thousands of miles between us, long distance separates no bosom friends, as one of your Tang poets said. The whole world is watching with great interest the remarkable changes that are taking place in China, particularly in Shanghai. To our great amazement, this country boasts a two-decade persistent economic growth, which is unequaled elsewhere in the world. China's miraculous rise as one of the strongest economic powers in the Asian Pacific region has attracted and will continue to attract a growing number of business, manufacturing, and financial giants in our country to invest in China, particularly to invest in a number of long-term projects in Shanghai and its surrounding areas. Over the last decade, there has never been any place other than Pudong that holds so much attraction for our people in the business community. It is with this awareness that we have come here to seek better ways of promoting our economic and financial cooperation. One of the objectives of my mission is to sign our Investment Protection Agreement and Intellectual Property Rights Protection Agreement. I am also seeking possibilities of establishing, through partnership with our Chinese colleagues, a joint consultancy firm that will provide services for transnational corporations in Shanghai. Last but not least,
I would like to extend in person our official invitation to the mayor of Shanghai. We would like his honor to visit our city at his earliest convenience, so as to give us an opportunity to return the warm reception and hospitality we enjoy here. I greatly cherish the close relationship between our two cities. I also greatly value the position we enjoy as one of your most important trading partners. In spite of the worldwide economic recession in recent years, there has been a steady growth in our economic cooperation and trade volume. It is our sincere wish that we continue to work closely together to enhance our friendly cooperation and to ensure a sustained growth in our economic, financial, and trade cooperation. On the occasion of this reception, I wish Mr. Major and all our Chinese friends present here tonight good health. Thank you.
Extra text for practice. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
主席先生，女士们、先生们，我非常荣幸地宣布。 知识产权北京国际会议现在开幕。我代表中国政府和人民，并以我个人的名义，向所有与会代表和来宾表示热烈的欢迎。我祝贺这次会议在北京胜利召开。会议组委会的全体成员为这次会议的成功召开付出了辛勤的劳动。我谨向他们表示感谢。 侵犯知识产权是当今世界面临的一个严重问题。仅以计算机软件行业为例，每年世界各地的疯狂盗版行为使这一行业蒙受了巨大的经济损失，进而迫使软件制作人和厂商提高软件的售价，将部分损失转嫁给了诚实使用软件的顾客。 保护知识产权成了世界各国日益关切的问题。参加本次会议的各国代表都希望能携手合作，共同打击侵权行为，遏制盗版恶流的蔓延。我深信这次会议将达成一项保护知识产权的协议。我预祝大会圆满成功。
Passage 2 English-Chinese interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
It is with great pleasure that I extend a warm welcome to the Chinese Provincial Trade Delegation. I am very happy that you are here to attend the opening ceremony of Canadian Industrial Exhibition. I would like to take this opportunity to convey to our Chinese guests the warm greetings from the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. This exhibition is a display of recent industrial achievements in Canada, as well as a showplace of our high-tech advances in such areas as aviation, machine tools, electronics, coal mining, power generation equipment, offshore oil exploration, automobiles, covering all sections of Canadian industry. I am very proud that some of the exhibits are the products from some Canadian-Chinese joint ventures. Although these products are a mere fraction of all our exhibits, they mark the arrival of a new era of the economic and scientific and technological cooperation between our two great nations. Our cooperation is one of great promise. As you know, a good beginning is half the battle. In addition, we are staging business and trade discussions with major Canadian companies. The interested parties may schedule time for business or technical talks with them. The Chinese Provincial Trade Delegation is the largest visiting group to attend our exhibition, and I wish my Chinese friends a most rewarding visit.
Passage 3. Chinese English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
尊敬的主席阁下，各位代表，女士们，先生们，在这个美丽无比的金秋季节，我们在北京迎来了第四届世界妇女大会的召开。这是一次世界历史上规模空前的妇女大会，也是世界历史上最重要的国际会议之一。联合国185个成员国的代表，联合国组织和各区域性国际组织的代表，以及2000多个非政府组织的代表在此聚会。他们将做出承诺，要迅速采取行动，消除歧视妇女的现象，使妇女能够尽快与男子一起创造和分享21世纪的和平与繁荣。千百年来，妇女被剥夺了与男子平等相待的基本权利，无尊严可言，失去了决定国家和家庭事务的权利。多少年来，这个世界一直处于男性的统治之下，在许多国家和地区，妇女不幸沦为二等公民，她们往往成了歧视、暴力和羞辱的对象。这应该是一个文明进步的时代。今天，男女平等在国际社会中被普遍视为一种人权，并已写入联合国宪章。在过去的半个世纪里，世界各地有良知的男子和有勇气的女性一起付出了巨大的努力，在很大程度上成功地使占人口半数的妇女获得了享有与男子同等的权利。例如，妇女在全球大部分地区可以享有与男子同等的教育。事实上，妇女能够胜任任何一种职业，而且取得了辉煌的成就。与此同时，她们还肩负养儿育女的重任。但是，我们清楚地看到，许多男子和雇主至今仍然对妇女持鄙视的态度。我们寄希望于本届世妇会，这是因为它将采取更为有效的步骤来加速提高世界各地妇女地位的进程，使全世界男男女女在生活和工作中能以平等的伙伴关系相待。我们寄希望于本届世妇会，这是因为我们相信这次会议将促使各国之间，尤其是妇女姐妹们之间的相互理解和友好交流，使世界各国也能以伙伴关系平等相待。我们希望本届世妇会成为促进人类文明、和平与进步的光辉里程碑。为此，我们热烈欢呼第四届世界妇女大会的召开，并预祝大会圆满成功。